Bound Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Do it. You can do it.
No, I don't want to. You do it.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is episode 167.
Yes, it is.
One day I'm going to teach Nicole how to actually pronounce or announce the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know how to say it, but I don't know
how to say it. Don't spray it.
I want the news. Not the weather.
Oh, sorry.
Horrendous.
Oh. Blow my eardrums out.
Okay.
It's gonna
nicely.
Blow your mind.
Did not mean
to blow your mind.
To blow your mind.
So we've just come back from the classy establishment of
CC's Pizza. The best pizza value anywhere.
Yeah.
According to the commercial, anyway. Oh, it moved.
That's what she said. So how's your weekend been?
It's been good. A lazy weekend. I like it because last weekend I was running around crazy.
And what does running around crazy look like? You showed me earlier.
Like this.
That's more like a fork in a garbage disposal.
Ding, 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 ding.
So there's this really hot guy that we work with. Well, not really work with, but he works in our building.
Salad shooter.
Anyway, we call him, you tell them the story why he's called Salad Shooter, and then we'll talk more about him.
He is called Salad Shooter because every day.
Don't use any real names.
I won't.
Okay.
Every day at lunch, he eats a humongous salad the size of his plate every day. I don't care what we're having. He eats a big ass salad no matter what.
And what was he caught doing one day?
Picking his nose while driving a Porsche. Hot.
So.
And he's really cute, which sucks.
Oh, he's hot. You should have seen him at the lake that day running. Had his shirt off and his pants were all sweaty.
Nice.
His doinger was just going back. Oh. Not that I pay attention to
his
that.
Doinger. Who says that?
Doinger, doinger, doinger. But he's really hot. And then, he was like doing so many things that where he was going from. Like, wonderfully hot to just, like,
hot.
So, the first one is, I walk past him, and he sounds like this when he talks.
Yeah, he has a really...
high-chipped voice or something.
Pitched. Not chipped.
Thanks for the correction.
You're welcome. But, yeah, his voice is way too high for, like, his stature and his appearance.
Because he's hot.
Yes, he is really hot, actually.
Go ahead. I'm just testing the equip.
Oh. But yeah, he has a high-pitched voice. And he was using the same plate to go up to the buffet line, which...
It's totally gross.
Yeah, that's why there's like 1,000 plates up there.
I know, right?
Just one for each person.
And literally, there was 1,000 plates. Like, it was the Leaning Tower of plates.
Yeah, but he liked his plate, so he only used that one. Nothing else was allowed to be used.
Am I allowed to tell my joke?
I guess.
I don't think
you should, though. Because, like I said, some people might have known people in there or something you don't know.
I know, but it's been 6 years.
That's not long enough. It never will be.
So I want to tell it, though, anyway.
Fine.
So Kevin was here and he told me a joke. First, I was like, and then I kind of laughed. And then I kind of feel bad. But now
you
I don't.
You should.
I still do, but...
Not
so,
as bad.
Here we go. Pretend like you've never heard it before.
Okay.
And if you're sensitive to the 9/11 attacks, then maybe you should fast forward about 30 seconds. So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11 who?
Hey, you said you would never forget.
So wrong.
But you're smiling.
I'm not I'm smiling because it's like... So horrible. I don't know what else to do besides like stab you in the throat.
And then there was another one that somebody else told me and I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Dominic or somebody. It was, why didn't Superman save the Twin Towers?
I don't know why.
Because he's a paraplegic.
Too
soon.
That's horrible.
That is awful. But you can still fly if you're paraplegic, because all you have to do is think about it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's go find one and ask. Can you fly? All you gotta do is think about it. And you'll take flight.
No, they're like in their wheelchair and it has wings. Not wings that move, but just like whatever. Okay.
How,
I'm thinking too much about
this. If you have
wings,
they have to move or else they're useless. So.
Planes, wings don't move. Thank you, bitch.
But.
Proved you wrong, bitch. Actually, they do kind of move when they slow down because they flip up like that to slow
if
down.
You are in a wheelchair, though, they don't make wheelchairs with wings.
I think you're thinking way too much.
So
into this,
if
Nicole.
They did have wings, they would have to move because they are not like airplanes. They
Your
are
mom
wheelchairs.
Has wings.
I have wings on my pads.
Hot.
Just thought I'd share.
I saw
that
a commercial
everyone.
On TV and they were naming like different kinds of pads that women have, and one of them was called the scrunchie. Because it crunches up in the middle.
I don't know, but some are big and they feel like diapers.
They look like diapers,
they
too.
They do. It's like, I'm back in my childhood.
I remember this one girl at the pool had one on in her bathing suit.
No.
Yes, she did.
Oh.
And you could totally see it. It was just like, it was going back and forth like this. Between
That's disgusting. Who the fuck does that? No, you get a tampon or you don't go to the pool. One of the two. No pads in the bathing suits. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. That is not cute.
No.
So we
that's
have this
so
thing.
Lame.
So Samantha, Nicole, and myself have this thing that my friend Nathan introduced it to me. But we were like, every time we see somebody that's like weighty, like jacked up, like their clothes are all fucked up, or they're just not looking too
five
good.
Decades behind in yeah. fashion times.
We're like,
no,
no
ma'am.
That
even if
is
it's a
not
guy.
Cute. No, ma'am.
Even if it's a guy, like wearing socks and flip-flops. No, ma'am.
Well, okay,
I say no,
socks
ma'am.
Socks and sliders
flip-flops
might be okay.
Are not sliders. With,
yeah,
no, if the,
you're right.
If the thing goes the between your toes
How
and you're wearing a pair
wear
of socks.
That's like Japanese or something.
No. Kyle Gass in The Pick of Destiny, that's all he wears is socks with flip-flops.
And you were about to die, weren't you?
Last night I was like, who? No. And he was at the beach. Even worse.
Did you say, no, ma'am? I'm going there.
No, ma'am.
That's where I'll be going when I go to Los Angeles. Hey.
Which beach was that? Like Muscle Beach?
Muscle Beach.
Why are you going to Muscle Beach?
Because I got a big muscle.
Okay.
Rude. So, yes, I'm going to Los Angeles in 2 weeks, and I want to remind everyone that's
good
on
riddance.
That, oh, it's going to break off because I'm so fat.
And
you laughed a little too hard on that.
I like
it. I remember when California was next to Virginia.
That's how old Ricky is. No, the best one was what our friend at work said yeah. about how I said you were crotchety, and she said, I'd be a crotchety, too, if I was potty trained in an outhouse. That's the best one.
I was like, the Sears catalog's really slick.
I need to upgrade my outhouse.
So, yes, I'm going to Los Angeles in 2 weeks. I'm supposed to meet up with Nessa from We're Mean Because You're Stupid. And I might meet up with Brian, your love of your life.
I'm going to get married to Brian. He doesn't know it yet. Well, he proposed. But we've not set the date. I didn't really accept.
Didn't he say, well, I would marry you, but I'm gay?
Yeah, but that's cool.
That doesn't matter.
No, we'll still get married. He can have a boyfriend.
You
can
have
the
benefits.
Right.
What if you have the same boyfriend?
No, that's not happening.
Why?
Because I want a boyfriend who only likes girls.
Well, he can dress as a girl.
No, actual girls. Born girls. Yes, only.
There might be a guy that was born a girl. And he changed himself.
No, born a girl and stayed a girl, like me.
Oh, sorry. I thought, okay, I guess
no.
post-op didn't go so well, huh?
Oh! Dis. Points
that?
For that one. They sure did my boobs good, though.
I know, right? Like, she has this shirt on and one of the buttons.
You have the camera.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go.
You're all like, we need to record. And I'm just like, okay. And then you just totally forget about it. You suck
my
at life.
My flip cam. Flip phone. Flip.
Cam. You said it right the first time.
I can't get this shit wrong.
It's because you're downsy, like delete. You said.
I'm a downsy bitch.
Touch of the downsies.
So Big Fatty sent me this video of me, downsy American bitch, being the next presidential
nominee,
which was crazy.
It was pretty funny.
So, all right, here's the shirt. Hold on, let me.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're looking at or zooming in on, so I'll just stay how I am.
Camcorder. I know. I want to record.
A right, red light came on.
So this is the shirt, and my finger was all up in the camera.
Side view.
This is the shirt.
I bet it looks massive from the side.
Whoa.
Oh,
go
goodness.
Like this. Take your get your hand go like that. Do it. Hold on.
Why?
Do it again.
Why?
Do it again.
What's wrong?
Do it again.
Now I'm afraid.
No, you'll be able to watch it before I put it up.
Why is that
so
crazy?
So anyway, show them the button. So see that top button right there? It's about to pop out and hit you in the eye.
It's barely holding
it's
on.
It's barely holding on. It's getting ready to come undone.
I have to
now.
Like glue it so it stays. But yeah, the buttonhole got stretched.
Gee, I wonder how.
Shut up.
So yes, that's Nicole's breastises.
Ooh.
Oh, hold on. Your shirt's making me dizzy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Vertigo. Watch out. That sucks.
All right. Say bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Oh, God.
That's crazy.
Competition.
All right. A competition.
Yes. That can be the post of a blog. Competition. And you can put my video up and then
Lauren's video. She's not going to send me a video.
Or a picture. Whatever.
No. I already have a picture.
Well, yeah. But a side-by-side comparison. Mine's just live action. Hers is just a still shot.
But no one likes a still shot.
Uh-huh. I win then, by default.
Wow, just like the game that you and Holly were going to play where you're going to make up your own rules.
Yeah. It's easier to win if you make up your own rules. But they have to be agreed upon. So there will be no changing in the middle.
Oh, and I want to thank Nessa for sending us some docking pictures. We'll be putting them on the website.
Yeah.
I think I said that on the last show.
Thanks for that. Not.
So you don't want to dock? You don't think it's hot?
No.
Why not?
It just looked weird. I'm not feeling it. No.
So we were talking today at CC's about uncut penises and penises.
Yeah. Because you were wondering if Salad Shooter had a cut one or an uncut one.
Because his name is... Oh!
Yeah!
I have to beep that out.
You,
I really have to beep that
out. You always
do
that, and you never do it. No. When you say you're going to beep somebody out, you never do.
I really need to beep him out, because...
I doubt he listens, but whatever.
Yeah, I need a pen.
I don't have one.
Pen,
handy dandy.
Stat. There's one right there. Right there. Hand it to me, so I can beep that shit out.
Okay.
Beep out.
Don't.
Salad Shooter.
No, you gotta put his real name, because you'll beep out the word Salad Shooter, but that's what needs to stay.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
So, we were talking about that today at lunch, and I think it was a sign from God that we should not have went to CC's, because as soon as I pulled into the parking lot, torrential downpour from baby Jesus, who built the ark? Noah. I always want to say Moses.
No, he's parted the sea.
Yeah, the Red Sea. And when I say the Red Sea,
don't...
I mean Mary's vagina.
Oh, God. Not right at all.
No. Jesus loves me anyway.
I don't know. You might be burning for that one.
Right. So, yes, it like poured fucking down rain.
It did.
Let the rain come down on me. Have you heard that song before?
No.
Yes, you have. You watched Batman the movie, right?
Which one?
With Keaton.
He's in a couple of them.
The first one. No, the one with Poison Ivy.
I don't.
The Joker and Uma Thurman.
I don't know. I don't remember. Who sings it?
You were like two. when that happened.
No.
Whatever.
I was born in 84.
Here, I'll play it. It's one of my favorite songs. It reminds me of when I was 22 and really horny all the time.
But wait, I was 4 and you were 22? How's that possible?
Oh.
I'm kidding. Maybe.
Sorry, I didn't think about
that. What year did that movie come out?
97.
Who is this?
Lauren Christie. Sometimes our
baby got away too much. Never heard it.
And this is the part where Poison Ivy is like, you know, she needs to breathe.
Oh.
But it's a good song.
Okay. 1997, you said?
Yeah.
I was 12.
I got 21 goddamn days until I bleed.
Okay. She's in her period.
I got nothing left to lose. Let the rain come down on me.
Don't know it.
Let the rain come down. I know you remember this song.
I was like 12, so I was mainly listening to like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and stuff.
I know you know this song.
Yes.
This is the cut version of it. The real version's good.
In the rain. Which one is Kiss from a Rose in? Not this one. Stood in the rain. Oh, I love Jewel.
Have you heard her new
Although
album?
Although I hate the song. My hands are small, I know, but they're not you. I hate that song so much.
And then here's Michelle Indigo Ocello.
That's a name.
Look at it. Look how it's spelled.
Okay.
Poison Ivy.
Don't like it.
She sang a song with John Mellencamp. What does that lady look like? She's bald, she's black.
Oh!
And she did the song with John Mellencamp.
Wild night is coming.
Yes.
I love that song.
I don't have it. I should illegally download it.
Do it. I do it all the time. I mean, hope there's no FBI people listening in. My bad. That I have my picture and everything because you have it on your site.
That is true. Very. Here's your song.
Do not play Hands. I'll have to punch you in the face. No. La 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 la. I don't like it. No. Play Who Will Save? Not Cher, just Jewel.
Oh, sorry. There's a difference.
Yes.
So, Friday, I got really, really drunk in Orlando at the Parliament House, and I was so drunk, I couldn't fucking talk.
Flashlight. Woo. Parliament sings that.
Is that your phone?
Yes.
Okay, let me pause. Rude.
You can just keep doing it.
No. And we're back.
Sorry, I had a phone call.
Was that British or redneck? Or British? Or reddish?
Yeah.
Reddish. Awesome. So Friday I got really drunk and got all kinds of fucked up and called some podcast drunk dialed. I was really messed up.
You must have been.
I had like 2 martinis and 3 or 4 Long Island iced teas. And I was just...
Shit-faced.
I was fishiest.
Wow.
What?
That's pretty drunk.
That's about how I would say it that night.
And, that was blah, blah.
And then, how about when we went to Crystal Burger?
Yes.
I was like, okay, I want Crystal Burger. And then he was like, Lou was like, okay, you know, whatever. So we got a number 6.
Let me tell you what a number six is.
12 Crystal Burgers, 2 large fries, 2 large drinks, and we ordered 4 corn dogs.
Holy Moses. You must have been drunk.
And we didn't eat all of that. And then how about, I remember this because I had eaten so much that I was going to throw up. So I went and tried to make myself throw up and it wouldn't come up.
That sucks the worst. When you have to throw up and you try to make yourself, but it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then when you're not trying, it totally just comes and surprises you.
Like when your mouth waters. You're like, it gets all salty. You're like, oh, God.
Here it comes. No, when I still worked in the deli, my friend had been sick, but I didn't really think it was going to affect me, you know? So
right.
I came to work, and I was fine, like, all day. Seriously, I worked from, like, 2 until close, which was, like, 11. So about 9 o'clock, we're starting to clean up or whatever, and all of a sudden, I just felt really just, like, gross. I was like, what the heck is up? And I was like, I have to throw up. But I don't know why. So I went to the bathroom and tried to make myself, and it didn't happen. And I was like, fuck. So I came back, and I was cleaning some more, and I was like, oh, I gotta throw up. So I went back to the bathroom, tried to make myself. Tried to make myself again for, like, 5 minutes. Would not happen. And I was like, screw this. So I'm back, you know, I come back and I'm working, cleaning off, and I was like, shit. So I, like, ran to the trash can and threw up in the trash can.
Oh, of course.
But I worked in the deli. So there was,
did,
like,
people see you?
No, we were, like, you know, in the process of closing.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, like,
nasty
meat,
shit in there.
Chicken, cheese.
That had been sitting there all day.
All this disgusting junk, which was making me throw up even worse. So I throw up, and I was like, oh, I feel better. But then this lady I worked with, she was like, she never had a ride home, so I always had to take her ass home. So,
are you bitter?
Slightly. And she never gave me but like $2 in gas. That can't buy shit. What? So
can't buy shit.
It can't. And I had made plans with my friend to come over that night because she had never seen Crash and we were going to watch it.
I haven't seen that movie either.
Oh, my God. We're going to watch it one night.
Okay.
So
remember, next Friday is a movie night.
Okay.
I promise. Because
okay.
I'm a double planner.
Yeah, I know. So.
Oh, never mind. There's already things happening that day for me.
Oh, okay. Whatever. So I have to take this lady home, and I had made plans with my friend. To come over and watch the movie. So I was like, all right, I'll just come. I was like, just come to my house. I'll be back. I'll be there in like 2 seconds because she didn't live that far from me. So I'm driving to the lady's house and I'm like, oh, I feel so gross. And she was like, what's wrong? I was like, I don't know. I threw up at work. I feel gross. And she was like, I'm sorry. So she took me home. Or I took her home, and then I'm on my way back. I stopped at the gas station, and I was like, I said, where's your Pepto-Bismol stuff? So they told me, and before I could buy it, I had to throw up. So I had to throw up in a gas station bathroom. Yeah.
That will make you throw
that's
up.
That's almost as bad as the deli trash can. So I throw up, and then I get my stuff, because I had to have my, settle my stomach shit. So I get it. I go home.
Heartburn, indigestion.
Yeah, I go home. My friend is already there.
Diarrhea.
And I'm like, go ahead, go in. So I run to the bathroom again and throw up. Yeah. And then.
Did you even eat anything?
No, I did not eat anything. I was just like throwing up everything. So she's in my room getting ready to watch the movie. And I like change my clothes and I'm sitting there and I'm just like, oh, I feel gross. Then I had to throw up again. So I run to the bathroom and it sucked. This is so embarrassing. I'm going to say it anyway. So I'm throwing
you
up.
Your panties.
Yes, I totally did. So I'm throwing up and like shitting my pants at the exact same time. It sucked. And then I take off my pants and everything and clean them out and clean myself off. And then I wrap a towel around me and I go in my room. I was like, I shit my pants. And she was like, aw. So I cleaned myself up and put on new pants, and then I just
wait. You didn't even take a shower.
I cleaned up like with a wash rag and soap. I didn't like take a full shower, but I cleaned up the area.
Oh no, I would have had to take a shower.
I just used a washcloth and
my
soap.
Ass is way too hairy for that.
Well, mine is not, so I can do that. But yeah, it sucked. I had a horrible like case of the flu. Bad.
Were your pants brown?
The pants I was wearing? No, they were blue.
Were they brown afterwards?
Yes. I had
don't
to.
You make my brown eyes blue.
And my eyes are so brown. But yeah, so there's my embarrassing flu story.
Ew. I've never really pooped my pants before.
Well, I didn't plan on it. But...
I sharted one time.
Ah, that's worse. Mine, I couldn't help.
Well, a shart, you can't help either. Cause you
I
think
was
it's...
sick. You just had to fart and it turned into shart.
So, we have a voicemail here.
All you want to play it? Yeah. Well, you play it. You have the controls.
Ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, darling. This is Taffy Carlisle Huffington from Potter's Micropilot. I just wanted to call and say what a glorious time I had with you this past weekend at the Grand Floridian picking out bath salts. It was a joy, an absolute joy. And now every time I have effervescent bubbles around my naked body, I'll think of you.
Naked?
Have a great day.
Her naked body.
I know, hot.
She's foreign from like down south or something. My naked body.
She's from like St. Petersburg.
She said naked. That's southern big time.
Well, she's in the south.
Yeah, but people don't really consider Florida the south because they think of like Alabama, Arkansas. That's the south. We're just Florida.
Wow. You just pulled out.
South.
So Arkansas. I'm totally, when I go to Los Angeles, I'm going to talk like this whole time so I can get free drinks.
You won't even have to. You just go up there. Well, you're from Virginia, though, so you don't really have the Florida. But if I was there, they would think I sounded extremely southern. And to me, they would sound different. So
Taffy, call in and tell us where you're from. I think she's from like Ohio or Indiana or somewhere like that.
I don't know. My parents are from Indiana, but they don't say naked.
I don't know. But yeah, it was fun hanging out with her. We went up to, we were in the Grand Floridian and we were smelling balls.
Nice.
So yes, that was Taffy Carl Huffington, and go listen to her podcast along with Taylor and Rodan at podismycopilot.com.
Cool. Any other calls?
Should we play another one or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear the one from my boyfriend.
Okay. Well, I think this is it right here.
My fiance. Sorry.
Here we go.
Hey, peeps. This is Brian from California, a.k.a. Green Schmoodle. So, I was at work today, and I was catching up with some of the older Foul Monkeys.
Wait, I think I did. We heard this call.
Did we?
And I just have to say, I got there at like 7.
Oh, you sent it to me. That's how I heard it.
So, I had 3 hours to listen to all the podcasts that I hadn't listened to. And I'd say it was a good thing I was only there by myself because I was laughing my ass off. I swear, Ricky and Nicole, your dynamic together
is
one of a kind. And
that's how we roll.
Even though I'm gay, Nicole, I kind of want to marry you just a little bit.
Yay!
Anyways, I hope you stay on as one of the new co-hosts. You know, and if Herbert turns shortly, soon, hopefully, then you three will make definitely an awesome podcast. Not that it's not awesome already. Now I'm just digging a hole. Anyway, I just enjoy you guys.
I'll dig
together.
A hole.
It's funny. I laugh. And keep up the good work.
Yes.
Thanks, Brian.
I accept your proposal.
She already knows where you live. She has your social security number and blood type. She's ready. She's pregnant.
I'm in a gown right now as I say this.
So you got a big surprise from him one night.
Yeah. I'm at home in my bed just chilling. I'm on my laptop, which I finally got. And I have my instant messenger up. And all of a sudden I get this thing saying, an IM from Green Schmoodle. And I was like, who the hell's that? He said, accept the IM. So I accepted it. And he was like, hey, this is Brian. I'm a listener. And I was like, oh, my God. Yay. You're the first one. But he's the only one I've talked to.
Did he pop your cherry?
He did.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I liked
it. Awesome.
It's very good at it.
Did it dirty up your sheets?
No.
No? Not that good?
I'm just not dirty.
Oh. Okay. So we'll go ahead and end this one. It's at 30 minutes. Can you believe it? I know.
But we stopped for a minute and paused, didn't you?
Yeah, but I paused, so when I put it together, it'll still be 30 minutes. But we'll do another show. How about that?
I always get sad when they're over.
I know. You're really about to start crying.
Meow, meow. I like them.
Do you want to do the closing?
No, because I don't remember all the stuff that you say.
Oh, God.
I need a script. Why
do I have to
do
everything?
I'm only the co-host.
I edit the show. I record the show.
I don't have
to. I post the show. I post shit. I post some more shit.
I
beep out people's names that
you
say wrong, except for this time.
You didn't beep out the last one.
Oh, who was I supposed to beep out?
You know exactly who.
Who?
I'm not saying it because you'll have to beep it again and you'll forget. First of all, I do not have the programs to post and record and do all that shit that you're complaining about. Secondly, this is your dang show. I'm the co-host. That means it's your job to post the shit. And to say the closing. Unless you give me a script, I'm not saying shit.
Fine.
All right.
Sorry, my dominatrix bitch
I
came
know,
out.
I know, right?
Her name is Zelda.
Look at the whip.
Her name's Zelda, and she's going to kick your ass.
Do you have pointy ears?
Yes. And a long blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. On the next episode, we're supposed to look up sneeze porn and see if there's a thing. All right. So this is our website at foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Join our Facebook, our Frapper Map, our MySpace. I need to give you MySpace access. And maybe you can do
snail mail. Send.
Yes, send stuff to our post office box, which I think your
my
husband,
fiance said he was going to send something, but I've yet to receive it. And I checked it the other day, so I don't know. Maybe if I go today, it'll be there.
Oh.
What? Oh, look. The
card.
It's right here.
No, that's not it. Hold on. All right, you talk while I get.
Okay. We got something in the P.O. box. He did get a card from, I forget who it was from, Walt, thanking him for having fun during the gay days.
It was a birthday gift that I got him.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Off his Amazon wish list.
Oh,
which
been a good
I have one.
Gift.
Remember, my Amazon wish list is on my website. Check it out.
Shoot, I'm going to make one then. Put it on
you
there.
You should, and I'll tell him to put it on there.
Nobody will get me anything.
So I got this card from Walt, and of course I knew it was from Walt because it had Wonder Woman on it. But what's funny is I was actually talking to Holly at the time that I got the card.
Because we had just seen The Strangers.
So it says, Ricky, you foul monkey. Thank you so much for the birthday gift. That was unnecessary but truly appreciated. You are the best, no matter what Holly and Nessa may say all the time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish I could be in the Orlandos this weekend with all you guys, but maybe next year. Best, Walt.
What did you get him?
I got him a comic book.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're welcome, Walt. I thought I'd get you a little something. It wasn't real expensive, but I got it for you anyway. So
you're not supposed to say that.
I'm not supposed to say what?
That it wasn't real expensive. You don't mention the price when you talk about gifts.
Oh, do I need to beep that out?
No, but I'm just saying it's etiquette.
It's the thought that counts, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, people. Well, I'm out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
Thank you for downloading 167. And watch for the video that may be on YouTube pretty soon of Nicole shaking her tatas.
And that wasn't even the dance.
That was
just a shake.
Oh, yeah. And
a shimmy and a shake.
We need reviews so we can see Mike's penis.
How many do we need?
Well, we still need 13 just to see.
You guys, come on. I want to see this. I'm being in as much suspense as you are because no one is reviewing any shit.
He is not showing it until people.
I know, that's what
I'm saying. We're still at 67 and we still need to do the poems too.
You tell me that, but I don't know what you mean. You have to tell me so I can like.
Okay, like a haiku. Just write like a short poem about somebody.
About one of the
like
listeners?
Dirty ones, yeah. That's left reviews.
Oh, sweet. I can do that right now.
All right, people, we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye.